Okay, here we go. My apologies. I was talking to myself for the last 2 minutes. We have a perfect storm here. Our family just pulled up. We are traveling from South Florida to New York for some coats. And, of course, we timed it to pull up momish at 1 o'clock to the airport. All of the wonderful background noise you're going to hear are my incredible children, as well as all the cars that are pulling up here to PVI. So I apologize for any background noise. But 1 o'clock, the call happened, no matter what. I'm glad you're here. We're here, and we're going to do the call. On behalf of the OU, I'm Naftali Herman. Welcome to the OU Global Telemann Physics Daily Call. The daily call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to dive in to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 13th day of the month of Tishrei. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children whom we have been davening for, Alina, Orna, Bas, Ben Chana, Yehoshua, Heschel, Ben, Nechama, Devorah, Raya, Bas, Michal, and Pesach, Bitzalel, Ben, Chaya, Bateva, Edei, and all those in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all those still held in captivity, of course, our precious and brothers and sisters held in Gaza, as well as Arvin Nitanel Ben Sonis Fiona, who's unjustly held in captivity in Iran, which is a great segue, because on behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call, welcome back to the Daily Call, and introduce Rabbi Yaakov Tzadik, who's from Iran originally, now at Hillel Yeshiva High School in Ocean, which is Deal, New Jersey, share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Tzadik slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Peres Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Chuf Chaf Aleph, Chuf Lamed, and Chuf Mem Beis, which are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as English. And then Rabbi Tzadik will lead us in our three daily Mishaberach, the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach for Kolim, for all those who are sick. And Rabbi Tzadik will pause, enabling and allowing us to insert the name of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And once again, a reminder, today will be our final call until we resume following the Chagim, which I believe offhand is Monday, October 28th. I'll announce it again at the conclusion of the call. The Kavod, the great honor, Rabbi Tzadik.
Thank you, Naftali. It's great to hear your voice. I don't have zchut to be with you in Florida anymore with your beautiful children, but as you can see, we always stay in touch. And thank you for running this amazing program that you run and all that you do for the OU and Klal Yisrael in general. You know, every year, this time between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, I'm a little bit in limbo. I don't know. How do we know that, you know, our tefillot were accepted? How do we know we had a good Yom Kippur? Because we fasted well? Because the temperatures were better than usual? And, you know, you're in this state of not knowing what's going to be this year. So last year I saw something in the Or Gedaliah that gave me great chizuk, and I remembered it, and I said that I'm going to look at it every year, and this is what I looked at right after Yom Kippur, and I want to share it with you. But I want to preempt it with a story. When I was in high school, my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Weinberger, told us this story. I think I was in 11th, 12th grade, and I never forgot it. And when I saw this Or Gedaliah, this is what I remembered, and I want to share it with you. So the Diskin Orphanage Home that's in Yerushalayim today that does such amazing work with orphans was started with Rabbi Shulayb Diskin and continued by his family. So he told a story about Rabbi Shulayb Diskin's son, Rabbi Yitzchak Yeruchim Diskin. His Rebbetzin came to him and said, I don't know what to do. There's this little girl that when I bathe her, every time I bathe her right after the bath, she starts crying, and I can't stop her from crying. And I've gone through everything in my mind. What could it be? And I can't figure it out. So Rabbi Yitzchak Yeruchim said, can I speak to her? So he spoke to this girl. He says, Isola, what's going on? Why do you cry after my wife gives you a bath? You know, back then they had issues with lice. And is it that when she combs your hair, maybe the rebbetzin's a little bit rough? Maybe when she's she's bathing you. It's a little, she goes, no, Rebbe, God forbid. The Rebbe is the sweetest, most gentlest soul in the world. No, she's wonderful to me. So he said, what is it? Then I don't understand. What is it? She said, Rebbe, you know, when my mother was alive, when she would bathe me, she would put a towel on the chimum, on the heater to warm it up. And after she would bathe me, she would scoop me out of the bathtub, give me a big kiss on my forehead and say, ah, fresh delivery. And then quickly wrap me in that warm towel. I miss the warmth of my mother's towel. I miss her kiss and I miss that warm towel. So why did I think of this story? Because I saw in the Or Gedaliah last year that there's a reason for the order of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. He says, on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem blows air, blows a neshama into us. He creates us. We're created again. We become new people. But we know when a baby is born, it's born with some gook. It has to be clean. So Yom Kippur is the bath. And Hashem scrubs us down, scrubs us very well. But then comes Sukkot in that towel. He wraps us in that warm, warm towel in Sukkot. That's the schach and the sukkah. So I thought to myself that if I come into Sukkot and I sit in the sukkah and I feel the Shekhinah, the warmth, which Baruch Hashem every year I do, I hope it's a good sign that Hashem is wrapping me in that warm towel and giving me what he calls the chibuk, the hug and the kiss, that it's going to be a good year, Be'ezrat Hashem. You know, this year, Reb Naftali, I think I heard you say you're coming to New York. It's going to be in the 40s. It's going to be a cold Sukkot at night. So we're really going to need to feel the warmth. And just want to finish off with another story that the Alta Skalena Rebbe, Rav Yisrael Avraham, also ran an orphanage in his home. And it said in the Sefer over there, in the Skalena Sfarim, that one night his son told a story, Rav Elazar Zusya was his name. He said his father came over and he felt him taking the blanket off of him in the middle of the night. He said, Tati, what are you doing? Well, what are you taking the blanket off of me? He said, there's a yatom, there's an orphan on the other side of the house. He doesn't have a blanket and I want to give him a blanket. He says, but Tati, I won't have a blanket. If you take the blanket from me, what's going to be with me? He said, I'm not worried about you. You have a tata. You have the warmest blanket in the world. You have a father. He doesn't have a father. He needs the blanket. You don't need the blanket. He needs the blanket. So Hashem should help us that we should take advantage that, you know, I don't know if you're feeling the way I'm feeling, but every year I feel this way during these intermittent days of not knowing what's going to be and how successful was I in tshuva. And, you know, the svadim, we say slichas for 40 days, you know, 40 days of slichot and kapara and hatarat nadarim and tashlich and mechila and all the things that we did. Hopefully when we're sitting in the sukkah, this Sukkot in the cold and here in the Northeast, that we feel the warmth of Hashem's blanket, of the Tzchach and the Sukkah, and we feel the warmth of Avinu Shebashamayim, that we have nobody else, but we have a Tata. Like the Skalena Rebbe said, that's your warmth, that you know that you have a Tata. We have the greatest Tata, the greatest Abba in Shemayim. So let's say some Tehillim together. And then I wish everybody a Chag Sameach, and it should be a good year for Klal Yisrael. As Rav Naftali said, we're going to start with Kapitel Chof, and then we'll go from there. Am Natzach Mizvod Adavid Yan Chad Noi Biyom Tzoro Yisagev Hashem LeYakov Yishtach Ezecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchotecha Vodot Chodash Eselo יתן לך חברה ואיך וכל דעתות כה ימלא נרעננו בשירותך ושם אלוהינו ניגול ימלא עלינו על כל משלותך עד וידעתי כי הושיענו משיחו יענה משמי קדשו בגבורת ישי ימינו אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים ואנחנו בשם אנו אלוהינו נזכיר אם הקורו ונפלו ואנחנו קנו ותודות אדנו יושיע המלך יעננו ביום קוראינו חף גמל 23 מזמור דוד, Adonai roi lo yechzor. Binodesh yabitzeini ame minuchot yinahaleini. Nafshe shovev yancheini b'magvei tzedek v'man shemo. Gam ki elech v'yetzam oved lo yiro rok yatza imadi. Shiftecha mishatecha hema yinachamuni. תרוך לפון השולחן נגד צררוי, דישנת בשמן ראשי כוסי רוויו, אך טוב החסד דפוני כל ימי חיי, ושאפתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. 121 קכ"א שיר המעלות עשה עיני, אבל מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מעם אדוני, עושה שמים ואורץ, הייתן רמות רגליך, על ינום שמרך, הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, שומר ישראל, אדוני שומרך, עיני כלך על יד ימינך, יום עם השמש והקקע, וירח בלילה, אדוני שמורך מכל רוע, ישמור את נפשך, אדוני שמור צאתך ובך, מהטוב יד עולם. קלמד 130 שיר המעלות, ממעמקים קראתיך אדוני, אדוני שמע בקולי, תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני, אם עוונות תשמעו, אדוני, מי יעמוד? קמחה שיחו, למען תברי. קיוויתי, אדוני, כפתו נפשי, ולברו אוכלתי. נפשי לאדוני, משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל, אדוני, כי אם אדוני חסד ועבד מופדות, לא יפדה ישראל מכל עוונותו. קמ"ב 142 משכיל דוד ביותו במאורות תפילו. כל יד אדוני יזור, כל יד אדוני יתחנון. אשפוך לפניו, שיחי צרותי לפניו, ואגיד. ויתעטף עלי רוחי, ויתעדת נתיבותי, ואורך זו עליך, צום נפח לי. הבית ימין וראי ואין לי מכיר. עובד מנוס ממני, אין דורש לנפשי, זעקתי אליך אדוני, יומתי, אל תמחסי, חלקי בארץ החיים, הקשיב אל בינותי, פקיד על אותי מאוד, הצילני מרודפי, כי אמצו ממני, הוציאה, ממעש כנפשי להודות את שמך, כי אכתירו צדיקים, כי תגמול עלי. ונצחנו together. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין ביום ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, יוציאם מצרה לברכה, מאפלה לאורה, משיבול לגאולה, השתא בעגל זמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. Mishabarach lechalei atzal, pray for the Israeli Defense Forces, our brave soldiers. Mishabarach avetenu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, ויבורך את חיילי צבא הגנה לישראל ואנשי כוחות הביטחון, העומדים על משמר ארצנו וערי אלוהינו, מגבול הלבנון ועל מדבר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא ערבו, בכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צור וצוקו, מכל נגע מחלה. ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. ידי שונאינו תחתיהם ויצריהם בחטא ישוע ועטרת ניצחון. יקרם בהם הכתוב. כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם, להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיעתכם, ונאמר אמן. Mishabarach for those being held in captivity. Mishabarach Abetena Avram Yisrael Yaakov Yosef Moshe Aaron David Ushlomo. Uyivarech Vishmo Vinsor Et Nedreit Savaha Gana Israel. Ushvuav Vet Kol Achinu Hanetunim Batzor Ushivya. Avru Shekol HaKol HaKodesh Hazeh Mitpa'al Ba'avrum HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yimal Rachamim Aleihem Yotzim Mechoshech Letzal Movet. ומסורתיהם ינצג, ומסקותיהם יושיעם, ויושיבם מהר לחיק משפחותיהם. יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לבני אדם, ויקם בהם מקרא שכתוב, ופדויי אדוני ישובון, ובאו ציון ברינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם, שושון ושמחו ישיג ונוסו יוגון ואנחו, ונאמר אמן. משברך לחולים בחולות, I will pause for you to put and insert the names in there. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק יעקב משה ואהרן דוד ושלמה הוא יברך וירפא את החולים והחולות. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yemala Rachamim Aleim Lachlimam Rapotam Lachzikam Lachyotam Yishlach Lahem Heiro Rufu Shlema Min Hashayim Leremach Evareim Rishisa Gideim Betoch Shar Cholei Yisrael Rufu Ata Nefesh Rufu Ata Guf Hashto Bagos Makariv Veno Omar Amen. I wish you all a Chag Sameach, and may our Tafi, may our Hashem give us a good year, a safe year, and should be a year of health and good for everyone, all of Klal Yisrael.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Sadiq. Truly, it's so great to hear your voice. We miss you here in Boca. We know you're doing great things for Klal Yisrael. I'm so grateful and appreciative you made the time to be with us today. Wishing you and your family Chag Sameach. Okay, for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday, October 28th. It's a while from now, but each day, every day, 1 o'clock, whether we're on the call or not, or any time of the day, Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael needs our collective tefillos. Please, each and every day, take out the Sefer Tehillim, Mr. Sipes, the Tehillim we say together each day, or any Tehillim, any tefilla, makes a big difference in this world. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing each of you personally, Chag Sameach, looking forward to reconnecting again after the Yom Tov. Chag Sameach.